Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to be reading 2 Corinthians chapter 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God, to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you also know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. And in this matter I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he is going to you of his own accord. With him, we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel. And not only that, but he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this act of grace that is being ministered by us, for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. We take this course so that no one should blame us about this generous gift that is being administered by us, for we aim at what is honorable not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man. And with them we are sending our brother, whom we have often tested and found earnest in many matters, but who is now more earnest than ever because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. And as for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. So give proof before the churches of your love and of our boasting about you to these men. Amen. Amen. So the church in Macedonia was a great example of generosity. And it's not just because they gave beyond their means, but it's because the source of their generosity was their abundance of joy. They were overflowing with joy, a joy that they had because they had given themselves first to the Lord. Verse 5 says, they gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us. And in our passage today, Paul exhorts the Corinthian church to be generous. In verse 8, he says that this is not a command, but a chance to prove that their love is genuine. Now, this is a little tricky because that sounds a little passive-aggressive. Like if your significant other or your housemate says to you, if you really love me, you would willingly of your own accord do my dishes. It's like, well, yes, I love you, but if I don't do the dishes, does that mean I don't? And if I do the dishes, is it because you want me to or is it because I love you? This isn't exactly what's going on here though. Verse 9 is key here. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Paul, in a sense, is not appealing to the church. He's appealing to the Christ in the church. Yes, he's asking them to be generous, but not for the sake of his approval or the approval of others, but for the sake of being like Jesus. And Paul reminds them in this verse that Jesus was rich, but he became poor for our sake so that we might become rich by his poverty. Jesus was poor and lonely and died on the cross so that we might have the wealth and riches of his kingdom, of his salvation, of a life with him. This is the good news. And if we understand the good news, it should lead to generosity. Because as we've been reading, when we understand the abundance of joy that we have in Jesus, it's not that hard to give what we have away. Now, Paul is not suggesting to the church that they give away what they have and then actually become poor to the point of having to be burdened or being a burden to others. Let me refresh your memory in verses 13 and 14. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. That's what he's getting at in verse 13. It's not shifting the burden, but he's saying that it's a matter of fairness. It's not fairness in the sense that it's supposed to be like, you know, it's your turn, but fairness in that we're all called to do our part. It's fair that if we have an abundance, that we share it with others in need. The fairness is much clearer when we read verse 15. Whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. This is a verse. This verse is a quote of Exodus 16, verse 18. And in Exodus, what is being talked about is manna. After the first harvest of manna, what happened was people who gathered a lot of manna had none left over, and people who gathered only a little, they didn't go hungry either. Everyone had the right amount that they needed for that. That's pretty amazing, right? What Paul is getting at then is this: God has been and will continue to provide for his people. They will have what they need. And as I thought about this, it made me think, what's the motivation for generosity to others then, especially to other believers? God's going to provide anyways, right? Why does it have to be me or us being the ones giving? Well, verse 10 says this: in this matter, I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but to also desire to do it. The motivation is this: this benefits you. This benefits us. God is going to accomplish his goals with or without us, but it benefits us to be part of what he is doing, to be people who share the love of Jesus, and in a sense, more importantly, show that we know and have experienced the love of Jesus. It shows others and it shows ourselves as well when we're able to be generous that we have deeply experienced the love and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so fairness then is this: we should take full advantage of blessing others. And when we are in need, we allow others to bless us. And so we're going to continue to talk about this topic of generosity tomorrow. But just for today, let's take some time to reflect on how we are doing in generosity. If you have experienced the love and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if you know that Jesus Christ, who was rich, became poor for us so that we might become rich by his poverty, how will you respond with your abundance? How will you respond to those in need? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would teach us and encourage us and strengthen us to be a people of generosity, to be a people of abundant joy, that we would give generously, joyfully, Lord, everything from our tithes to giving to those who are in need. And so, Father, help us, Lord, to be obedient even in this act of grace. Lord, we started to desire to do this, many of us. Help us to complete it out of what we have. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Amen. Thanks again for joining us in our devotional today. We're going to continue in 2 Corinthians tomorrow. Hope you can continue to join us. Have a great day.